It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jimmy Kimmel talked with the new Bachelor Colton Underwood about the birds and the bees and being a virgin last night.
Has anyone ever explained the birds and bees to you, sat you down? And
I have never had that talk in my life.
Do you know where babies come from?
I have an idea. You know, I think when a man loves a woman, then they go into the bedroom.
It doesn't have to be the bedroom. It could be a car, could be an elevator, could be the fantasy suite. My wife's parents conceived her on the kitchen table.
So there can be magic anywhere.
Magic can happen anywhere, yeah.
Gotcha.
And Roy Moore is suing Sacha Baron Cohen for portraying him as a pedophile on national TV. He's going, by the way, for $95 million.
Is there a reason in particular he's going for $95 million? I saw that, but I was like, I wonder if he's just doing that because that's a close number to 100 or what?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, just with all the emotional damages and all that stuff. The former U.S. Senate hopeful from Alabama faced multiple allegations that he preyed on minors decades ago, and he denied the claims and has never been charged with a crime. But he ended up on Sacha Baron Cohen's show, Who Is America? And that's when Sacha Baron Cohen was disguised as an ex-Israeli intelligence officer. He waved a wand around that could supposedly detect enzymes given off by pedophiles. And of course, it went off like crazy when it was waved over Roy. Yeah, so Roy was not happy. So he is going to be suing him. Viewers laughed, but obviously Roy is not.
I'd be pissed if I was him. But I mean, like, when I watched that part, I know we disagree. I thought it was funny. It's like, okay, it's just awkward. Like, dude, walk away. This guy's like, it's like, beep, 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 beep.
Oh, some of the things that Sacha Baron Cohen has done on his show I think are funny. I mean, but some of them I just think are just like stupid and disrespectful. Like the Sarah Palin one I did not like. I don't care about Roy Moore. He's a creep anyway. Kim Kardashian is fighting to release convicted felon Chris Young, who she claimed was sentenced to life in prison for possession of marijuana and half a gram of cocaine. But her numbers are a little off. Young and his friend were accused of distributing and possessing with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of cocaine and 280 grams or more of crack cocaine. Then he was arrested again in 2008 for possession of 0.5 grams of cocaine or less. That is the only arrest that reality star Kim Kardashian is mentioning. She met with President Trump's team yesterday in an attempt to get him out of prison, as she did with Alice Marie Johnson. But I don't know if she's just like choosing to ignore the rest about this guy's cases or if she just genuinely doesn't know. But obviously, I'm sure that President Trump's administration is going to find all that stuff out real quick.
They're going to have to do their work.
He's way more serious of a felon than it looks like Alice Marie Johnson was, so I doubt that he's going to be getting out anytime soon. And according to a source, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale went to meditation or mediation.
Hold on. There's a bit of a difference between meditation.
I don't know why I thought that this said meditation. No, they didn't go to meditation. They went to mediation to discuss ongoing parenting issues that they have over their three children. Gwen and Gavin have been in mediation all day since 10:30 in the morning yesterday at their respective lawyers' office building in L.A. Their lawyers occupy the same building, so logistically it was just easier to facilitate that. The source also said that the hope is at the end of this, both Gwen and Gavin will agree to take co-parenting classes that will only benefit their children.
I mean, to be fair, though, I can get down with that.
Meditation could also help.
I meditated the other day for 10 minutes. It's amazing what goes on in your mind when you breathe in, breathe out. You're like, holy crap, I got a lot going on in this crazy brain of mine. Hey, Alex, thank you.